Terrific.
All right, Leanne, take it away. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for joining us for this speaker series call. This is one of our four speaker series that the Alumni Association hosts throughout the year. And we thought it would be very appropriate to focus on the upcoming reunion in Portland. So one of our main focus for the year as the Alumni Association is helping Teresa in the planning and organizing of the reunion. The reunions generally have been scheduled for every other year. And so this planning process started some time ago, and there's been many, many people involved. And I think that we're in the process of putting together a really exciting weekend for everybody. Really looking forward to a great, great reunion. So with that, maybe I could turn it over to you, Teresa, if you want to launch into some of the details.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks again, guys, for tuning in. And for those of you who are able to make it to the reunion, it'll be really fun to see you all in Portland. So I'm just going to sort of give you an idea of, you know, a little bit about the hotel and then kind of go into the agenda a little bit. And then we can, you know, open it up for questions and things like that. But, remind me if I forget to tell you about a new potential excursion on Friday, because I might forget. Okay, so I am excited because the hotel that we're at is awesome. It's the Marriott Downtown Waterfront. It is a beautiful hotel. It's right across the street from this big park that runs along the Willamette River. It's very pretty, lots of relieving area. So that's nice. It's just right across the street. And there's a pedestrian audible signal across that street. So that'll be nice. We're also going to be setting up sort of doggy litter boxes on the very bottom floor of the hotel. For, you know, if there's an emergency at night or something like that, or you're in a hurry and you just need to do a quick one, we will have some boxes set up as well. So the area there, like I said, is gorgeous. The rooms are very nice. They all have a balcony. Some of them look over the river and some of them look over the downtown view, but both are very nice. There's food, there's a restaurant in the hotel, as well as like a little cafe.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi. Hi, it's Erica Wolf that just joined. I disconnected a minute ago, but then luckily I was able to get back in.
Okay. All right, Erica. All right. Welcome. We're just talking. I was just going over a little bit about the hotel that we're staying at. So there's a cafe. There's a nice restaurant, and then there's kind of a cafe that's for breakfast, and then there's kind of a coffee shop as well. So there are options for grab and go, and that kind of thing as well. You can also you can order through like sort of room service if, let's say, you wanted a box lunch or whatever, and then pick it up at the front desk and go across the street and have a little picnic on the grass if you want. So there's lots of options that way, which is really nice. Transportation to the hotel. We are trying to get a relationship with Lyft and Uber, or Lyft or Uber, for a discount for our reunion, so that's sort of in the works right now, so keep your fingers crossed. There's also a shuttle called Blue, oh, I've got it right here, oh dear, let's see if I can remember, Blue Star Shuttle, And they pick up at the airport and drop off at our hotel every half hour. The schedules are online at bluestar.com, and I will send all of that out. And the fare, it's $24 round trip, so that's about $12. But if you only go one way, then it's $14. But if you buy the two tickets for round trip, it's $12, which is, I think, a pretty darn good deal. And like I said, I will send all of that out prior so that you guys can make reservations if you want to go that direction as far as taking the thing. You can also take the train from the ACE, I believe it's called ACE train, from Portland Airport if you're feeling adventurous and don't have a ton of luggage or whatever. And that actually drops off about four blocks from the hotel. They're pretty short blocks, but you know, that's totally up to you. And that's like $1.50. So that's an option. All right. So that's kind of some information about the hotel. All of our conference and everything will be held there. We won't be moving off site at any time, so that should make it pretty easy. And I stayed there for a couple of nights to kind of review the property and stuff, and it was very nice. Staff are very nice. So I'm going to go over the agenda a little bit that we have so far, and remembering this is a draft, and there may be surprises popping in because we don't want to give you all the secrets. So on Friday, October 18th, is sort of the beginning day, although a lot of people are flying in on Thursday. So registration will start at 8 a.m. and be all day, and that's when you're just going to check in, let us know you're here, get your name tag, get whatever special goodies we have cooked up for you, and all that good stuff. Okay, and then So at the hotel, we will have a hospitality suite that'll be open all day that day, so that, you know, if you come in and your room isn't ready or something like that, you can go up there and hang out. Or if you guys just want to hang out and we'll have snacks up there, you can do that. We plan on having Maya Scott, who is our sort of artist in residence, who did the gratitude tree last year. She's going to be doing a really cool project that I'm going to keep as a bit of a surprise for now for you all to participate in. And it kind of follows our theme of tales, right? Tales on trails and all that kind of stuff. So we really, you know, just to kind of backtrack a little bit, you know, our whole idea behind this particular reunion and our theme was that we all have a story. And part of the fun part about us all getting together is sharing our stories. Maya's art installation that people will take part in will have something to do with that. We'll also have some vet techs on site. So if you need their pooches, nails trimmed, ears cleaned, or anything like that, you want to see a vet tech, we will have that for you. And we're looking at a program called like Sign Up Genius or something, so people can sign up for a time rather than having to wait in line. So you can get some more information about that as it draws nearer. And then we have set up some really cool tours. The first tour I'll talk about is the downtown Portland walking and tasting tour, which I just had to try myself because I wouldn't want, you know, I wouldn't want it to matter, right? So my husband and I did that when we were up in Portland. It was so much fun, and I was so full that I couldn't finish the ice cream at the end. So note to self, go hungry for that. Just stop at a few different places. They're always sort of changing, so I don't want to tell you exactly where we stopped, but we stopped at four different places. We had like a salad or appetizer at one place. We had a sandwich at another place. We had a chicken dish at the third place. We went to a chocolate place. I got to taste chocolates at the fourth place. And at the fifth place, we
had ice cream. That's where I couldn't hang in. But a couple of the places had wine. It's just very nice. These are, we're going to keep these as small tours with about 12 people per tour, so that, you know, that we're, because these are small venues that you guys are going to be going into, some really local, interesting, you know, restaurants and things. So I think that'll be a nice tour. If any of you did the Chinatown tour last year, that's why we want this to be sort of smaller tours, so that, you know, people get a little more time in each place and can ask questions. The walking is about a mile, and we'll have shuttles that will take you to the beginning of the tour and pick you up at the end of the tour, so that you don't have to walk all the way back to the hotel. That would be a little bit more of a hike. So that's the tour we're offering in the morning and in the afternoon. We also have a coffee tour for the coffee drinkers amongst us. And again, that's going to be a small tour of 12 people. And the lady who runs the business, actually, I think she has a really good friend that's a guide dog user. So she was super excited about wanting to do this tour for us. So you go to different roasteries. I did not get a chance to do this tour myself, but I think it'll be awesome, because Portland is really known for its coffee, and so I think that'll be good. And we have one of those in the morning and one in the afternoon as well. And then we have this the sort of lunch cruise tour, which I also got a chance to try on the Portland Spirit. It was so nice and relaxing. It's the dock is just walking distance from the hotel. We'll walk everybody over there. It's just sort of across the street and down a little bit, but that's where you will board, and you'll have lunch on the cruise. Your ticket pays for your main entree. They do sell booze on board, but that would be extra. I just had the entree. I didn't pay for extra for appetizer or whatever, and it was plenty of food. I couldn't finish it, and I am a big eater. So that was good. And then what we did is we sat downstairs. They had a piano player playing as we cruised down the river. And then after we were done eating, we went upstairs and sat outside on the boat. And they kind of give you, as you come back up the river, they kind of give you a little bit of a audio tour of the area. And it was just super relaxing and a nice way to start off the day. We've got a lot of people signed up for that, so I think it'll be also just fun to visit with everyone. Also, back at the hotel, we will have shop opportunities. So the gift shop will be there. They'll bring some items from the gift shop. We can't obviously bring everything, but we will have some designated items. And then we will also have guide lights and gadgets. Kay Ann Rausch, one of our illustrious alumni, and her husband run this business, and they have lots of really cool toys and things for dogs, as well as canes and other gadgets. So I think you will enjoy that. We also have a vendor, and I'm forgetting what her name is, but she makes this really cool backpack that's sort of ergonomic, so she's showing her wares during that time as well. And then once everybody's sort of back from their from all their touring or hanging out at the hotel or whatever, we will have our welcome reception, which will have the sort of theme of Portland. So we're hoping to spice it up with some Portland specialties. And, you know, we'll have drinks and appetizers and all that kind of stuff. And all that came with your registration. The next day on Saturday is kind of our workshop day. So we'll have breakfast in the morning with everybody and sort of a general session. And then we're going to have some breakout sessions. And I'm not going to give you exact times and exact spots of where things will be, because this may shift around.
But we have one of our grads, Chris Cook, who's going to do a presentation about IRA. And I should also let you know that IRA will be free for us during that weekend at the hotel. So the guide access page, we have a sort of electronic fence around there. So anyone who uses IRA, or if you just want to try it out with just your cell phone, everybody will have an opportunity to do that for free. And then we're doing another one of our grads, a new board member, Kelly Egan, is going to do a vision workshop, and that means more like a vision for your life type of workshop rather than vision to see through vision. And so that should be really good. We also have another grad, Catherine Markson-Simonson, who's going to talk to us about low vision rehab, low vision aids, high-tech and low-tech stuff that might help you if you still have residual vision and want to, access different things and see what some of the new gadgets are. We're planning to have a workshop for those of us who are bringing friends or family who aren't guide dog users, kind of have their little time together. And then we're going to break for lunch. And like I said, we're going to have a long lunch break from about 12 o'clock till about 2 o'clock, where you can go across the street, enjoy lunch, go to a restaurant, or you can order a box lunch and go across the street, whatever it is you want to do, or eat at the hotel. We're right downtown Portland, so there are plenty of options for food. And we will have all of that lined out for you. All right. And then we have sessions in the afternoon. And we have a cruising and travel type of workshop. Dimensions and Travel will be there, along with Vicki Kennedy, I think, is going to help us out with that one, and Bruce and some of the other board members as well. So that'll be a great one to be a part of. And then because our theme is about telling our story, our very own Dorian Pollock is going to do a journaling workshop. So, another session will be one of our grads, Don Neville, has written many, a lot of curriculum and books and things about bird song and identifying birds and that kind of thing. So he's going to do a presentation for us, workshop on that. And we'll also have a workshop around advocacy as well. And then, if we're not all so tired, then we will all get together for a very fun dinner together, banquet, and probably have some awards, have a great meal. And this year, sort of the theme, and it kind of goes with our storytelling theme, will be Pick of the Litter, and you'll show the film Pick of the Litter, and have some of the people who are in the film kind of talk a little bit about it after we view the film together. So I think there will be also some delicious snacking during the film. We can't have a film without snacking. All right, and then the next day on Sunday, we'll get up again, have breakfast together, and sort of a closing session. And then some folks will go up to the Oregon campus. That's an add-on excursion up to the Oregon campus for a tour and a lunch up there. And then others of you signed up for the Portland River Cruise, brunch cruise, which also includes champagne on the brunch cruise. So that'll be enjoyable. We have a lot of people signed up for that. And then you go home. And that's the end of that. But I did wanted to remind, so I remember that on Friday, and I'll be sending out information about this as well, we are going to add a really cool excursion. It's going to be for fairly limited in how many people we can take, but one of our board members, Jack Heim, and our fabulous support center specialist, Toby Contreras, are both really into indoor rock or into rock climbing. And so we've made an appointment at an indoor rock climbing gym. So we're going to offer that as an excursion as well to do a little bit of rock climbing indoors. So you get more information about that. And that is pretty much what we're looking at for the reunion. Something that the alumni board, when we were listening to people's suggestions from the past, we had heard that might be interested in, maybe it's their first time going to something like this, they might want to buddy up. And our board members are available to buddy up with anybody who might be coming that might want a buddy. And we also have a Facebook page, which I'll let somebody other than me let you know how to access. And I think we already have people on the Facebook page. That's a great place to go, you know, if you're looking for a roommate or a buddy, a little bit about, you know, different things that you might be doing when you get to Portland, or to, you know, share tips, that kind of thing. So that is also another resource that is available to you. So that is kind of the deal. Leanne, am I missing anything?
You did great. The only thing I would add is that you can register through the Facebook page, and there is an opportunity there to select the additional excursions that you want to participate in.
Right. Thank you, Leanne. So to register, if you haven't registered already, you can go to guidedogs.com/reunion, and that'll take you to the reunion page, and there's a registration button there. I apologize. There is a, when we tested this website for the, it's called Greater Giving, that we are using for the, for registration, it didn't have a CAPTCHA, and now it does. So if you have any trouble filling it out or want help, give me a call, and I will probably have Danielle here from Guide Dogs give you a call to help you sign up online, or you can send it in, send in a check, and just send in your thing via mail.
Hey, Teresa, this is Jessica. I can talk about the group, the Facebook group, if you want.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you, Jessica.
So Deanna Lewis and myself, Jessica Nairt Stone, are two of the board members, Alumni Association board members, and we put together this group, and it's called Guide Dogs for the Blind Reunion 2019 Portland. So also on the GDB reunion page, there's a direct link to this Facebook page. And what it does is there are several different grads that have posted and said, hey, I'm looking for a roommate. And so somebody else says, hey, I will room with you. So there's like a group of three right now that's getting together to room. And so they all connect and then they take it offline and they figure out like who's going to pay what and things like that. There's some people that are posting like, hey, I'm going on a lunch cruise. Who else is going? So it's just an opportunity to meet people, to talk to people. And they're also asking questions. So like one person wanted to know if you could do some of the different activities a la carte. And so we researched that, and we'll go back to Teresa and ask, and Leanne, and ask if there are any other questions that we don't know. And so it's just a really good way to meet each other and to get your questions answered and ask any questions or concerns you have, and just kind of if you're wanting to do transportation. So I know one of the questions we got was coordinating transportation with somebody else, like from the airport to the hotel. And if you want to do that, you can do that through this group. It's just a way to communicate with other people who are also going. So if you want to join the group, you just can Google Guide Dogs for the Blind Reunion 2019, and it'll pop up, or Facebook it, or go to the direct link on the reunion website. Back to you, Leanne and Teresa.
Thank you, Jessica. I guess we could open it up if people have questions.
This is Danette.
Hello, Danette.
Hi there. Say, okay, if I was only coming on Friday, and if I wasn't really interested in doing tours, what time would I have to be there? Like, I'm going to be taking the train from Washington.
Right. So you'll have the vet people and the gift shop will be pretty much open all day. So from like 9 to 5. So that would depend on if you want to do the gift shopping or the,
right. Which of course I would.
Right. With the vet. Yeah, I know. So I would say, why don't you think about getting there around, you know, noon, 10, noon, something like that,
okay.
And hang out with us. Yeah.
Okay. I have another question too. I know there was talk about doing something for GDB raisers and handlers. Is that going to fit in somewhere?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you, Danette. We are, my goodness. Yes, I forgot two very important pieces on Saturday. So for those, because there's a lot of puppy raisers coming to this reunion. And so we are going to have a session for puppy raisers and grads, talking about, you know, how we can, you know, work more closely together and what do we, you know, be more, support for one another and that kind of thing. So there will be a workshop session for raisers and grads. And then the other one that I forgot to mention, which is also super important, is the chapter leaders workshop. So, some of the alumni chapters, who are coming. We will have a leadership workshop for our chapter, leadership.
And that's on Saturday?
That's on Saturday as well. And they're not at the same time, so you'll be okay.
They're not at the same time. Thank you. Okay.
Teresa and Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi. How are you? Anyway, Teresa, I'm flying in late Thursday evening. My plane gets in at 9:30, and I understand that you're going to have a relieving area in the hotel somewhere. Because
yes,
I think
exactly.
By the time I get over to the hotel, it'll probably be 10:30.
You're not going to want to be going over to the park. So, yeah. And I want to let you guys know, when you fly into the airport, this is what I do anyway. I put on my ticket that I want a meet and assist so that there's somebody there to take me to get my luggage and all that stuff. On the way to where you get your luggage is the pet relief area. And it's really pretty nice. Yeah. So you might, so if you're either flying out and you have a delay or something like that, or if you come in and you've been on a long flight, that the relieving area inside the terminal is really pretty nice at Portland. So,
right. It's right outside of the baggage area. So, yeah.
So,
I'll have to see buddy.
And they have an indoor one now too, Vicky, that's between Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. Yeah. So that's awesome.
All
right. We will have those boxes set up for you starting on Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Teresa, this is Jessica. I just wanted to mention one thing if you're okay with it.
Please, go. Yes.
Okay, absolutely. So Teresa mentioned a little bit ago about the buddy program that alumni board is doing, and I want to kind of highlight that a little bit more. So I know when I went to my first reunion, as a first timer, there's anxiety and you're wondering what to do, who am I going to talk to, how to do different things. And so we really, as the Alumni Association board, really want to help you with that. So if you would like somebody on the board to help you and to be kind of a mentor or a buddy through the reunion, just send myself an email or Teresa an email or Leanne an email, and we'll get you connected with a board member to help out. And you can also post on the group, things like that, because we really do want to make this as easy and as fun as for you so that you can tell your story through the reunion and you can network and you can participate fully. So if you do have any anxieties or concerns, reach out to us so that we can help you get you set up with a buddy or support you in any way that we can.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hello, Teresa. This is Mindy Wolf.
Hi, Mindy.
Hi. I'm excited. I'm going up there. I just wanted to mention one thing. I'm actually bringing a friend who also has a guide dog, Annie. So Andy Wolf and Annie Funk are here. But when we were at the the San Francisco reunion, when we went on excursions, my poor husband was helping everyone on the bus and off the bus. He won't be there this year, so will there be extra volunteers?
Yes, and that is definitely a concern with the just volunteers, and it's a lot to move, this many of us around. So we are going to have volunteers, and that's why we're keeping some of these excursions and stuff to smaller groups, so that it'll be a little less crazy. Is my
hope.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you for me,
Teresa?
Yes, Teresa, this is...
Every time... Teresa, this is Holly McKnight. Okay,
sorry.
You go first, Holly.
Okay, sorry. This is hard to do. On the lunch cruise, I have been, really bad about registering anything for the reunion. My mom had a knee replacement in May, so that's kind of been my life for the last 2 months. She's doing great. She's doing great, and hopefully she won't fall at this reunion. With the lunch cruise, is it a set menu, or do we get a choice, or how does that work?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. Yes, it's a prefixed menu, but you get a choice. So I think there were maybe four different things you can choose from. So one was a vegetarian thing, one was a beef thing, one was a chicken thing, something like that. So there was choice. Yes.
Okay, this is good. Because I know there's people with food allergies and stuff, so I was just concerned
about
that.
If you have if you have really significant food allergies, let me know. And I can get you in touch with the vendor.
It's not me, but I know Rena's very, very, very allergic to onions.
Is there somebody crinkling paper?
There's serious background noise.
Yeah. All right, there was another question before that came in at the same time as Holly.
Yeah, that was me. It's Marcy from Huntsville, Ontario. And I'm just wondering, will the vet techs and the gift shop be available on Sunday?
So Sunday, if you go to the Portland campus, yes. The gift shop will be open at the Portland campus on Sunday. But there won't be a vet tech. And there won't be gift shop at the hotel. We just don't have the staff for it.
Okay.
I will
Sunday,
when you go to campus, it's very, very, very crowded.
I think because we're doing the brunch cruise too, it's not as bad. So now we only have 20 people signed up.
Because it was a zoo last time.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so
I'm sorry, Margie, you can see it.
So it's Sunday, if you don't go on the brunch cruise or the trip to the campus, you're basically on your own. There's not much doing at the hotel that's planned, correct?
Right, okay. Exactly. So you can go do your own Portland stuff. There's lots of cool stuff to do in Portland. And we are going to make a list of some of those things, if people want to just kind of do their own toury things and stuff, because there are some really cool ones. There's a really cool Japanese gardens, and there's this amazing donut place called Voodoo Donuts. I had a donut there that was maple bar with bacon. It was so good.
Those are supposed to be really good.
Teresa, this is Candy Weinper, and I was wondering, do the tours that we're going on include the tip, or should we bring extra cash, or will they take a credit card? How do we work that out?
Yeah.
I included the tip and transportation in there.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, if you wanted to do something special, like someone was particularly good or something like that, you know, that's great. Slip them a $5 bill or something. But yeah, it's otherwise taken care of.
I'll be contacting you because I definitely want a buddy. It's my very first time, and I'm surprised that there is a bit of anxiety. So thank you.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Teresa,
just gonna tell
this is
Jeanette. I was going to ask you about that policing.
Yes.
Is it just the board members that can do that? Or, I mean, because I've been to, like, every reunion we've had except one. So
yeah, you know, contact Jessica. So if people want to be a mentor or a buddy or whatever, contact Jess. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jack. Yeah. Any question?
Sorry.
Or a comment?
Jessica, I can find you easily.
Oh, yeah. I helped organize the rock climbing excursion. And I just thought I'd mention that we can take climbers from experienced climbers all the way through absolute novices, people who have never done it before. And I've run a couple of these clinics for first-time blind rock climbers, and I think that every one of them had a blast the first time they ever climbed. I know I did. And it's really good exercise. It's really a lot of fun. And I think that rock climbing is probably the sport that is takes the less adaptation for a blind person. I mean, you're almost the same as a sighted person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's sad. Oh,
but it probably doesn't look as scary when you look down. You can look down without being scared.
Oh, there's that.
Jeanette?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, a couple of questions. You said the Blue Star shuttle. Do you know if it goes
uh-huh.
to the train station?
I
or is it
don't
just to
know.
The airport?
It's
but I can call them and ask them.
Airport. You can call them and ask them. And it's Blue Star. I don't have my magnifying glass right here, of course. I don't know where I've left it. But it's BlueStar.com.
BlueStar.com. Okay, and also the reunion mm-hmm. price. Has it changed yet? I mean, has the price gone up yet?
Yeah, it's
the
it,
registration
it will,
price.
Yeah, it will probably by the we're a little over 100, which so I should change it today, but I am not going to. I will change it or I can change it next week. I'll take away the $200 option.
Okay. And there was one more question that I totally blew my mind right now. I forgot. Never mind. Okay.
You know how to email me.
Okay. Oh, I know what it is. The email that you sent me today. Either one of you can do it. Or both of you can do it.
I can definitely do it. I don't know about Leanne.
Okay.
So,
I'll send her an email and send her the invite. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Or?
This is Roxanne.
Okay,
I've been through this when we had reunions there before. And as I recall, it only stopped at hotels. Because when you come out of baggage claim, you go over to like the little counter and you pay the fee, and then the shuttle comes and mm-hmm. takes you then to your hotel, and then for the return mm-hmm. trip, they make a reservation and actually come and pick you up at the hotel in the lobby.
Yeah, and I think because our hotel is one of them. I think, and I will do more research and send it out to you, but. It looks like because our hotel is one of the main stops, I don't think you have to make a reservation going back to the airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Well,
I
will.
I said because if you do,
check, yeah.
If you do both ways, you get a discount, I think.
Yeah, you do.
If you book it together, get a discount.
Right. And the thing is, like, there's no harm in making a reservation. Then you know you've got your shuttle, too. So,
yeah. Teresa, she'll save like $4 or something.
Sorry, Rebecca. Teresa, this is Holly McKnight again. We're still kind of playing with flights and things like that and trying to use Advantage Miles and yada, yada, yada. When will the reunion hotel rates kick in? What nights are those for?
So we have rooms on, some of them might be booked up by now too. So,
right
in our block, but, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
okay.
Saturday, Sunday.
You answered my question correctly. Yay. That's what I needed to know. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. You got it.
Yay.
Hi, Teresa. This is Laura Harrison.
Hey, Laura.
Hi. I was wondering if we've already registered and we've already chosen an excursion, but we'd like to add an additional excursion, is there a way we can do that?
Yeah, you just go back online and you, all those things can be added separately. So you can just go back in and put that in and it'll just be a different a new sale. So, and it'll show up on my thing. God willing.
Okay, perfect. And then the other thing is, I am a puppy raiser for those that don't know me. And there are, I know, at least 6 puppy raisers that are coming. And anytime we're on any of the excursions or just around the hotel, if anyone needs any assistance, we are right there for you guys. So someone
Thank
had mentioned, you know, their husband wasn't coming or something like that. But I know when we were in San Francisco, we had a lot of that kind of stuff. And that's how we got to know everybody. So we're all looking forward to it a lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Do we have any other questions or anything that you're dying for us to do? Yeah, go ahead.
Teresa, this is Nassim Brown from Ohio. I came in about 5 minutes late. My husband and I were grocery shopping. Where would the relieving area for the regatta be when I first come? I come in on Thursday, like about 1 o'clock.
Yeah. So
where would I go? Is it at the park or do I have to?
So you'll have 2 options. So probably the one that's nicest will be just across the street at the park. So it's just right across, just one street right across, and it's all grass. So it's super easy. But like at night or whatever, if you want to, or you're in a rush to get from workshop to workshop or whatever, we will have, starting on Wednesday, a relieving area set up on the, it'll actually be sort of the basement floor of the hotel. It's a floor that they use like when they have a car show or something like that. So it's just this big kind of concrete area. We'll set up relieving boxes there.
Okay. So I talked to the hotel staff and they would.
Well, they'll know where it is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it'll be pretty easy. Yeah.
And I have one more question. If we are registered for one excursion, but we're dying to sign up for another one, but they're back-to-back.
Uh-huh.
I told Deanna I'm doing the cruise on Friday, but I'm dying to do the walking food tour. Would that be too much food?
Oh. Well,
would I be rolling by the end of this?
You'll be full, but you won't need dinner. You know, and I don't know, something I've learned recently is you don't have to eat everything that's on your plate. But and it's hard to eat. I would recommend both of those are both really nice tours. So
that sounds delicious.
Yeah. Maybe bring like a little doggy bag with you so you can like.
Literally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Those were my major questions.
Are there fridges in the rooms?
I am not sure. If you need one, I'm not sure that they all have a fridge.
Just curious.
I'll find out, Holly. Yeah. We'll put it on the Facebook thing when I find out.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, this is me again. I'm not on Facebook. So where you said there was a website I could go to get more information or to connect with other people?
Yeah, that's a Facebook website, unfortunately. So I think, Jessica, do you have to be a member of Facebook to
access Facebook? You do, but if you contact me at jnaert, N-A-E-R-T, at guidedogs.com, that's also the email that was on the announcement that went out about the speaker series call. I can post on Facebook, and I can connect with other people, and I can help you with that individually if you're not on Facebook. So just contact me, and I can help you facilitate that.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Of course.
Danette again? Sorry. Would it be okay if I probably would have to pay the $250, pay the registration when I got the stipend, or what?
Oh, for the stipend?
Yeah, that's
fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be coming actually. You know what? You should be getting that probably next week anyway. So you should be okay.
And it should be, and I would have to pay the $250, right?
Well, I'm going to probably pull that off next Friday. So if you get it done by next Friday, then you can probably do the two.
Next Friday. Okay. Perfect. Thanks. I won't ask any more questions. I'm done asking questions. Thank you.
Oh, no, don't worry. Gosh, Danette, ask questions.
Come on, Danette. You got to ask a few more. I'm scared to come to Portland again a little bit. I'm a little bit nervous. My last trip to Portland was travel hassles. I'm trying to decide which way I'm traveling this time.
No troubles.
Marcia. I'm just curious, is the talent show thing no longer part of this?
Yeah, we only got one video, but yeah, nobody signed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a scavenger hunt this time, Teresa? Or the
we're skipping the scavenger hunt this time.
But those are the kind of things, you know, especially those of you who've been to a lot of reunions, let us know what you like and what works well and what doesn't work well so we can take that into account for future planning.
Oh, right. For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, if you guys have any other questions or anything like that, just let us know. You can email me. If it's Facebook stuff, email Jessica. And if you forget her email, you can email me and I'll forward it to Jessica. And I really just want to thank the alumni board for, they put in a lot of, you know, we have a hour-long meeting every other week to figure this out, plus homework and stuff. So I really appreciate you guys, your hard work on this stuff. And I will turn it over to Ms. Leanne to wrap up.
All right. I just wanted to go back to, Teresa, you talked a little bit on the Saturday for lunch that we're going to have kind of an extended lunch break and folks can pre-order a to-go box from the hotel. And it's our hope that we will have a spot kind of designated or picked out where we can direct people to go so that everybody can gather together. Puppy raisers and handlers and all of the different participants in the reunion and make it like a sort of outside social picnic kind of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the intent for that Saturday and lunch. But, of course, everyone also has the option to go off and do their own thing or you know, stay and eat at the hotel, whatever suits your plans best.
Thank you, Leah.
Right. So with that, I'm so glad that you all joined us and were brave to raise your questions, and I hope that we were able to answer as many of those as we could.
Can I ask yep. one more? I'm so sorry. I know you need to wrap it up, but what about the weather at that time of year? Is there any suggestions you can send us for, is it going to be cold? Is it going to be cold at night?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that is the $1 million question. It should be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. It should be very nice. That time of year is actually really nice on the West Coast. Kind of warm in the day and then cool in the evening. But as it gets closer, check the forecast because, Portland does get a fair amount of rain. So, but I am thinking it's going to be perfect.
Okay.
Rain jackets, jeans, t-shirts, long sleeves.
Oh, yeah. Weather has been so crazy lately everywhere. It's really hard. Hey, yeah.
The attire for dinner is not dressy. It's all real casual.
It's all casual, yeah. Sometimes people dress up a little bit for the Saturday night thing, but it's not at all a requirement No, just pretty casual, good comfy walking shoes, that kind of stuff.
Okay, because we need room for doggy food, too. We got to pack dog food.
Exact doggy food and bowls.
And in the spirit of packing things, I might recommend that everybody throw in their gentle leader.
Oh,
yeah. Lead home without it.
Gentle leaders. Super helpful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's a really good idea because, dogs, it's their reunion too, and so they're going to want to say hi. Sometimes when you don't want them to say hi.
Well, if this group is any indication of how much fun we're going to have at the reunion, I'm really looking forward to it this year. And we have a location picked to and a great agenda, and we are absolutely open to questions and suggestions and ideas, and bring your stories and your tales, and we'll look forward to unleash together.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, guys, very much.
3 months today.